VA Mobile.
Finally woke up, KN4 VWA.
Outside the head.
Evil A's playing on my radio. Say again?
I'll wake you up upside the head, but how would you like to see next week today?
Yep. Hey, I'll see you at the party Saturday night, boy.
Sir. Whatever you say, sir. So what are you up to?
I'm headed back down to Duncan's to go back to work. I'm juggling three different jobs all at the same time. Two of them out on and one in Duncan, one in over in Greenville, and one at the house. Man, I tell you what, it's just constantly something. I haven't had a chance to sit down in almost 3 or 4 weeks.
I started my soldering my ends back on my... Doggone, this water bottle is driving me crazy. Hang on a second. Big, well, it's not big, huge, but it's enough to last about 3 hours of playing tennis, and it's just a Under Armour cooler, but it's got this, spring-loaded cap on it, and you just pull that cap down, it locks, and then you just push a button, and it pops open, and you can get you a couple of big gulps, and lock it back down, and it seals it off, and it's really nice, and boy, it can be sitting out in the hot sun, in direct sunlight, and it still keeps it just as cool as it can be. KB4CBA. I knew there was something I was supposed to be doing right there. And, well, so I started putting my antenna back together, and I stopped last night because I got to the point I want to put some shrink wrap tubing on it, and I thought I had some that was big enough in diameter, but I don't. It's not quite. I took a little screwdriver and tried that trick, you know, where you can kind of stretch it over, but couldn't even get it over it that way, so I'm going to have to stop. Probably Ace Hardware will have some, and I'll get those done, and then screw them on and seal them up real good, and then that thing will be ready to go back up in the air.
Waterproofing your PL-259?
I want to seal the back side of them too, and then with shrink wrap, and then the front side I'll seal with, well, first of all, I usually just wrap a little electrical tape around them, and then I've got this stuff called liquid electrical tape, and it's this black stuff, and you paint it on it, it's kind of gooey, and you paint it on there, and man, it gives you a watertight seal. I've never had a water problem.
Yeah, I use the spray electrical tape, liquid tape. Works great, and I just spray the crap out of it, and I've never had a problem either. W4NGU, Phil came by the house yesterday evening, and we worked on my rotatable dipole, and it worked good. I got the SWR sort of back under control again. I had one measurement off on it. So, I should be back in the game again.
Yeah, a dipole's not going to give you one-to-one on every frequency and every band, I mean. But, you should be able to tune, with flat pole itself. But anyway.
Yeah, this is on that Cushcraft D4. You know, that big wide one. It's like 34 feet wide up at the top of my tower. Remember that one?
Yeah, I know which one you're talking about.
Yeah, I was having a little SWR issues with it. And I got it straightened out again back where I can use it and get full power.
Got an amp and you want to use it. It's kind of like me. I got an antenna and I want to use it. If it's not going to work too good, I'll curled up in my storage building and of course the ends I'm working on are in. I've got those in the house. I don't have any electricity out in the building yet.
Is that you? Yes, one second into the repeater, if that's you.
Copy, whoever that is. It almost sounded like Phil.
No, I think it's Al. Al, give it one more shot if that's you, Al. Al, I wonder who it was. Give it one more shot. Who that was. It may have been Phil. He's got his little handy up at school with him.
Damn now, so should be able to hear me now. Stay up there, room all around near Columbia, South Carolina. We're going to down here, Lake Perry.
That guy that's coming in, he's a little bit better, but I couldn't quite make it out. Could you?
He's at Columbia, near Columbia. I've talked with him before, but I can't remember his name or his call. And I apologize. I mean, you know, I just hadn't written it down. And because our contacts have been mobile and writing and driving just don't work well together.
Well, that did help some, Columbia, but I couldn't quite make you out. David could hear you a little bit. See if you can jump in there one more time.
I hit the repeater, just kind of in and out. We usually don't hear many people from Columbia on this repeater. It just, you know, doesn't make it that far down, so he must have either a good tall vertical or some kind of beam or something.
Well, I tell you what, David, I was down in Columbia over there by the Blue Cross Blue Shield building, and I talked to David, W4DJW. And it was just as clear as it could be. It was just a good day of propagation, and everything was working beautiful. But I think today is just the propagation. And I was down there on a mobile. You know, that Diamond Deck 50XA I've got? I had it on that Yaesu and that Diamond, and it was, boy, it was walking the dog.
I've got the repeater here. I'm on the... I just crossed Pelham Road and I'm on the Haywood Road side of it, and I'm looking at the 385 bridge. I'm going to turn on to Orchard Park though and cut through over to Haywood, and then that runs into Congaree, which is the road the sports club's on. But anyway, this is kind of a bad place right here. There's some dead spots. But, yeah, normally, you don't hear many people on 6-1 from Columbia. Now, I used to could hit it with my repeater. set up, because I had a 15 element Cushcraft beam and a 56 foot high tower, and I could hit I could hit. There were a couple of repeaters down there I could hit, no problem.
Well, that's doing pretty good. That's doing real good. Well, so you're on your way over to Duke Tennis again?
I'm playing this morning, and then I'll play again at 6, and then I'll play twice tomorrow night, and then I'm playing Thursday morning, and then there's a clinic Friday. Let's see, I think it's Friday morning, yeah, 9 o'clock. I can do that if I want to, and then there's, let's see, they won't have a social. They're doing a social every other Saturday, and they had one this past Saturday, but I missed it because my grandson was here, and anyway, but heck, I'm playing tennis almost every day of the week, so I'm enjoying myself here.
Just a social gadfly. You had that social going last week, now you get one Saturday night, and then you're going to have one the next Saturday? Man, you're just a party animal.
Some of them do like to go out. Like on Wednesday night, especially, there's a group that likes to go to a bar. Let me see if I got the repeater. Okay. Yeah, this is a real bad spot right here. I'd like to go. I wouldn't mind going and fellowshipping with them some, but, you know, they'd want me to be drinking with them, so, you know, that goes. And I don't need the temptation, because Lord knows I don't need to be behind the wheel, because it doesn't take much to get me, you know, give me a buzz. I guess I'm one of those people that, you know, it doesn't take much alcohol to affect me.
You're just like me, bud. You're a cheap drunk.
I could tell you some stories, but when I was in college, I found out the hard way how much I could hold, and, oh, man. It was not fun. But anyway, those days have long come and gone. Lesson learned, school of hard knocks.
I know what you mean, bud. I'll tell you what. Now, there will probably be some beer or some wine there Saturday night. You know, I've told everybody if they want to bring their own beverages, that's fine. Just no hard liquor.
What's the difference? Alcohol is alcohol.
Usually spot somebody throwing down 6 and 8 beers real quick. Where, you know, if they're sneaking and getting, you know, a flask with about 6 ounces in it, that's a little harder to spot. And, I wouldn't know what to think if somebody left out of there just completely under the influence and left and got in an accident or got in trouble somehow. You know what I mean?
They'd be wasted. That's what we call 3 sheets in the wind. Yeah, I know. You could always have everybody that brings alcohol to give them your keys. Their keys, and you know, put them somewhere, and then you can make the decision whether or not they get them back.
Well, and here's the thing. We did this exact same thing last year, and there wasn't anybody that got out of line. I don't remember any one of the guys having more than 2 beers the whole time they were there for several hours, and everybody just had a good time, and most of them didn't drink any beer at all, and only one or two of the women had a couple of glasses of wine. And, you know, we're just a good, well-behaved crowd.
Hey. Well, That's fine with me. I mean, you know, I'd rather have a party and remember it. Oh, me. Well, I'm in the parking lot here, so I'm going to run in. Gosh, I got to go. I only got 7 minutes for my match, and I've still got to check in and get down to the court. So let me run. KB4CBA.
CBA, don't forget to stretch. Do your stretches, baby. You don't want to start in without your stretches. So have a good match. I'll talk to you a little bit later, and try to behave. KB4CBA, KN4VWA, clear.